And with that, we'll welcome the department up.
Good morning, Senator Brenner, members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. I'm Melanie Loisom, Commissioner of the Maine Department of Environmental Protection, speaking in support today of LD 1847. As you've heard already, offshore wind development has the potential to bring significant economic, energy, and climate benefits to the state of Maine. The Mills administration recently released a comprehensive plan, the Maine Offshore Wind Roadmap, that outlines strategies to responsibly advance offshore wind in Maine. Strategic investment in port infrastructure is an essential step in the roadmap, key to ensuring local businesses can tap into supply chain opportunities and establishing Maine as a hub of offshore wind innovation. Pun intended. The offshore wind port facility will require environmental assessment and licensing from state and federal agencies, including DEP. Any port facility will need more than 3 acres of new impervious surface and or occupy more than 20 acres, which will trigger review under the Site Location of Development Act. Because a port facility will be located adjacent to and likely in, on, or over protected natural resources, such as coastal wetlands, the facility will also require review under the Natural Resources Protection Act. Therefore, the facility will have to meet site law standards and the Natural Resources Protection Act standards. Both site law and NERPA contain standards governing visual and scenic impacts. Under site law, a development must fit harmoniously into the existing natural environment and not adversely affect existing uses and scenic character. While under NERPA, an activity must not unreasonably interfere with existing scenic, aesthetic, recreation, or navigational uses. The department elaborates on these standards in our Chapter 375 Site Law Rules and Chapter 315 NERPA Rules that pertain to assessing and mitigating impacts on scenic and aesthetic uses. As the department has considered these standards in the context of an offshore wind port facility, we determined that the visual impact of a port facility may not be permittable under the current statute and rules. Our understanding, as you've heard, is that a port facility will require a permanent crane or cranes approximately 750 feet tall, and that a fully assembled 12 megawatt floating offshore wind turbine could reach approximately 850 feet tall. In the two municipalities currently under consideration to host an offshore wind port, Searsport and Eastport, such structures may not fit harmoniously into the existing natural environment and may constitute an unreasonable scenic impact under the existing standards. LD 1847 proposes a solution to this challenge. The bill would clarify that for the purposes of an offshore wind terminal only, such structures would be permittable so long as adverse effects on scenic character and existing uses related to scenic character are minimized to the maximum extent practicable, and the best practical mitigation is used to control and reduce visual and scenic impacts. Best practical mitigation is defined to include, but not limited to, turbine and blade coloration and aircraft detection technologies to reduce the need for aircraft hazard warning lighting. LD 1847 also states that the department would not be required to make a determination that an offshore wind terminal fits harmoniously into the existing natural environment in terms of potential effects on scenic or natural character and existing uses related to scenic character to approve the project under site law. Similarly, the Land Use Planning Commission would not be required to make this determination to permit an offshore wind terminal under its development review statute in Title 12. It's important to note that these less stringent but still protective standards would apply to an offshore wind terminal, but not to any of its associated facilities, which would still be subject to site law, NERPA, and Title 12 standards pertaining to scenic impact. Associated facilities would include the elements of an offshore wind terminal other than the quay, fixed and mobile cranes, offshore wind foundations, and wind turbine generators, such as things like buildings, access roads, and laydown areas. This is an important policy decision for the state. The changes proposed in LD 1847 are not to be taken lightly, but they are necessary to support offshore wind port development and the substantial statewide benefits that will accompany it. Thank you for listening to my testimony, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or to phone a friend who's hiding behind the post if needed.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. Any questions from committee members? Representative Woodsum.
Thank you.